We present City Sugar by Stephen Polyakov, adapted for radio by Dickon Reed, with John Shrapnel as Leonard Brazil, Julie Covington as Nicola, and Michael Feast as Rex. City Sugar.
From 1968, their Amen Corner featuring the unmistakable soprano of Mr. Andy Fairweatherlow and If Paradise Was Half As Nice. Welcome back to the LB Show. LB, the two most important initials in the country. LB on 550 meters. In a few minutes, we have something for you, something rather special. But first, I have a few letters in front of me. I've been struggling to open them. I have one from Mrs. Lee, Mrs. D. Lee, saying, did I know there was now a topless restaurant in this fine city of ours, and its name, apparently, is the Aubergine. How's that for a free commercial, you guys over there in the Aubergine? And Mrs. Lee wonders, what do I think about it? Well, I think it's a very classy name, Mrs. Lee. The Aubergine, perhaps in French, it's something more than just a vegetable. I wonder, since we're being blue, or blue-ish, perhaps we could ask, would any of the ladies like to see bottomless waiters approaching you with your curry? Yes, Rex is suggesting a lot of rude vegetable jokes about what that particular restaurant would be called, which I shall choose to ignore. Well, enough of this schmutt. Me, I prefer the lovely, the scintillating, the mind-expanding Lindsay DePaul.
One for you and one for me.
Well, that was execrable. That was a real stinker, a loosener, and a pretty loose loosener at that. Rex, we're off the air. Come in here.
I brought a drink for you.
Oh, how kind. What is it?
Lime juice. It's a free sample of one of the commercials we're carrying this week. I thought you might like to try it.
Yuck. Looks like congealed shampoo.
By the way, I've got an item here I thought you might like.
Oh, you have you? Worse and worse, Rex. I don't like suggestions very much. You should know that by now.
Yeah, but I thought you could... I wanted...
No! Well, that was Mr. Paul. I'm now struggling with another letter. It's on pink paper. It's from Mrs. Joan Parsons, and it says, Dear Leonard, is it true or false that you were a teacher in another life? Well, now, I don't know about another life, Joan, but I was in this one. Yes, I trained as a teacher, as it happens, before I slipped into the record business. When all that went up in a puff of smoke, I slipped back into the classroom until, of course, I heard the call from this station. Thought everybody knew that, Joan. Never mind, it was a joke. I'm now being handed by the ever-dependable Rex a piece of paper on which is written in blood-red ink the magic words, Don't Forget. If you don't know what that means, I do. I'm going to tell you in a moment, because we have a real thriller coming your way. But to change the subject, I have lost some weight. In fact, I've lost so much weight, I'm floating out of my seat. I'm floating around the studio. They've had to weigh down my trousers with Encyclopedia Britannica's. Whereas our friend Rex is gaining all the time, I'm afraid. He's approaching 220 pounds now. Hunky piece of flesh. He can't hardly fit into the control room. Well, enough of this gibberish. Don't forget, in fact, means competition time. We have a real stunner for you in a moment. Until then, let's flash back into the dim and distant past.
If someone wrote a song that really turns me on.
Well, that was better. That was very slightly better.
Why do you keep on doing it?
Doing what?
You know.
Oh, putting weight on you, you mean? Making you an obese lump. Well, it's my rather dismal little joke.
I thought you were the one for truth over the air.
Yes, well, I allow myself this one slight distortion.
But people will discover, won't they?
No, they won't. Nobody's ever going to publish a picture of you, are they? You know, if I wanted, Rex, I could pump you up steadily to 300 pounds and then burst you. Sorry, don't worry, I do it to everybody who works for me.
So I've heard.
So there's no need to look injured, you're not, yet.
By the way, I've got Capital Radio on the line from London.
You're going to have to be more convincing than that, Rex. You've been listening to Jabber and Gossip, have you?
I suppose so, yes.
Well, don't.
Everybody knows anyway. Are they going to offer you a job in London, then?
It's just possible. Everything's possible. I shouldn't bank on it.
For the afternoon show. They'll be sending spies up here. They'll be sitting in pubs with transistors and earplugs, listening away. You'd have to give them the whole works.
Oh, will I? Get it ready.
It is ready.
Ah. Well, Rex, you can have a moment longer than usual because I'm in a generous mood.
Thanks.
And now a special competition. You heard me, a mind-tingling competition. And by my side is the ever-dependable Rex. He's sweating slightly. Now, what have we got as a prize, Rex?
We have their latest LP, the Yellowjacks' latest.
Oh, you can have it a whole 2 or 3 weeks before it's in the shops. One of the very first in the country to have it. And I wonder what Rex is going to make us do. Well, I think he's been fiddling with his tapes.
I have indeed.
A little bit posh today, aren't we, Rex?
Are we, Leonard?
What have you done to your tapes, Rex?
I've slowed them down rather a lot.
Slayed them dying, getting even more posh.
Yes.
Tell me, Rex, what effect does this have on the listener?
What?
What effect does it have on the listener, Rex?
What? Well,
Brazil. Well, enough of this gibberish. Okay, sweets, this is it. Rex is going to play one of the songs in the top 11, and it has been Slay Dine rather a lot, so it sounds a little bit different. You're going to give us the singer and the song, aren't you? 55304, of course, is the number to ring. 55304, that's right. Okay, play it again, Rex.
Sounds a little more exciting like this, doesn't it, Rex? I think I shall always play it like this in the future.
I'm sorry about messing things up. I didn't mean to.
No, of course you didn't.
You took me by surprise. I didn't think. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
No, of course you won't. You won't get another chance to, will you? Get back in your box where you belong.
Oh, Rex, what have you done to my favorite song? How's that for first-degree murder, folks? A fine song, slowly tortured to death. Okay, sweets, who can be the first caller? Race your phones, dial furiously. I'm touching the first prize now, all 14 tracks of it. You know, we're handling them with rubber gloves up here and forceps, and in fact, we are keeping them in an incubator at night in case we can hatch a third. Seriously. Oh, yes, we have a caller. Now, what's your name, please?
Hello?
Hello, a little louder, please. What's your name?
Nicola Davis.
Well, that is very formal. Are you at home, Nicola Davis?
Yeah.
And what are you wearing, Nicola?
Trousers.
A little louder, please. You've got a very nice voice there, Nicola. You're wearing trousers, yes. Anything else?
Yeah. Shoes.
Shoes. Interesting picture. She's wearing just trousers and shoes. I wish we had television phones. Sexy Nicola. Okay, to win this LP, Nicola, that Rex is just slipping into his beautiful see-through tight-fitting sleeve, who is it, Nicola?
It's the stylist, Dixon, and I'd rather be home.
No, I'm afraid, Nicola, that you've...
No, it's... I can't give you anything but my love.
Oh, dear. Well, Nicola, I'm afraid your first answer is the only one I can accept.
Oh.
But you were very close, weren't you? And so, as you've given us all your name, Nicola Davis, I'm going, actually, to give it to you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Just for you, Nicola Davis, but on one condition, and that is... You listen just for one more moment, because, Nicola, I have something rather extraordinary to announce to everybody. Now, to tie in with the great Yellow Jacks concert here in this city on Saturday, we are running the competition of the century, and the prize is actually meeting one of the boys. Now, how do you like that, Nicola Davis?
Yes, what do you do?
And not only that, the winner will ride to London after the concert in their car, sitting with them. And what is more, they will then spend 4 whole days in London, the capital of this fine country of ours, at the expense of Leicester Sound. Now, that's okay, isn't it, Nicola?
Yes.
So, everybody, tune in tomorrow for the first stage. You too, Nicola. You never know what your luck might be. You know, we might even speak again.
Nicola, here.
What are you doing over here, Susan?
What do you think?
I shouldn't have come over. You know you're meant to stick to your own counter.
Why should I hate standing over there by myself all the time? I've got to talk to somebody, haven't I? Even you.
You'll be seen any moment, you know.
I won't. Hey, what's that? Let's see that.
Nothing.
What you got a postcard for with nothing on it?
Stop it. You'll get it wet. Look, if I'm seen talking to you by the security camera, we'll both get it, won't we? You just have to make a wrong move and I'll see you, won't he? The fella up in the office.
Don't worry. I'm watching out.
Well, that was Tammy Wynette and D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Never fear, Len Brazil is here. Hello there, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and a special hello to you. Yes, you down there, I'm saying hello to you.
He's quite loud today.
Yes, he is.
Every sound is freshly picked here, especially for you. That's why they're so ripe and full of flavor. Juicy, you don't believe me? Well, it's true.
He's talking a lot today, isn't
he? Yeah. Something, I promise. Stage one of the competition of the century. Until then, let's move on to the year 2000, and maybe we'll be listening to this.
Careful, what are you doing with the fridge?
It'll kill us if the camera sees.
We could use this fridge, you know. You just have to get the right thing inside. I once saw it happen. All the food melts slowly, goes soggy and bad, and it all floats in a big kind of mush, and you can pour the whole lot out like a lot of soup. It moves too, you see?
Don't, please. I don't want trouble today, Susan. You're going to get us sacked at any moment now.
I wouldn't mind that, I wouldn't. Anyway, he's asleep most of the time, the guy who watches the camera up in the office. He used to be a policeman, you know. And when he sees a customer taking something or one of us, he has them up there and he says he'll let them go if he can do what he likes with them for half an hour. Puts his hand down, you know, and that.
You're making all this up like always.
I'm not, it's true. And that's why you stare so much at the camera, isn't it? Because you want to get noticed, be invited up there.
You want that to happen, don't you?
I don't. Well, might be interesting. But I don't just wonder about him.
Maybe he's staring at us right this moment, smacking his lips, about to jump. Have you taken anything out of the fridge yet?
No.
Have you stopped taking things then?
No, but they've started searching us, haven't they?
Yeah. My mum doesn't believe their searches. She can't think why they should have to, except for bombs. In case we had bombs.
The camera's coming round again.
Careful. Nicola, let's take something now.
What?
Right now. Come on. Take that. And that, and that.
Stop it, Susan. Stop it. It's coming.
Don't move, folks. Stay right where you are. Because it's me. Yes. See you Saturday.
Well, those few words were spoken by you-know-who, Ross of the Yellow Jacks. He plays some more of his dulcet tones tomorrow.
I want to really listen now.
Have you got a lead pencil ready? Is it in your hand? Are you gripping it? Well, hold it tight, won't you? Because we've come to that moment you've been waiting for since yesterday.
You're not going into that competition, are you? Come on!
Be quiet.
Once. So pin back those ears of yours and listen. Red?
What's that? They switched it off.
Yeah, they must have known what you were going to do.
They would switch it off then.
Can Miss Lyle come into the office, please? Miss Lyle, immediately.
I must find it out. Probably won't be something like this for ages. Where's the building that it comes from?
No idea. They'd never let you in, either.
No. I'll phone them up, then. I know the number.
Can't use that phone. Only for supervisors.
Don't care.
Mind, Nicola, the camera! You'll never do it without being seen. He's watching now.
Miss Lyle, to the office, please.
It's worth a try.
Keep down, down! You haven't got long. Hurry!
Oh, it's engaged.
Probably hundreds of people trying. Everybody. You won't speak to him again.
About that, then. What do you think of that? Super duper, as they say in Russia. That was only the start, remember, wasn't it?
It would happen,
wouldn't
it?
Of course, I've been asked to repeat it, to say it again, for you that weren't listening. Yes, I mean you.
Hear that?
Okay, sweets. Now, here's stage one again. The first great stage, and it is. If you could go anywhere in the world you can think of with one of the Yellow Jacks, which one would you choose, where would you go, and why? That's not so difficult, is it? In fact, it's the easiest I could make it for you. And now
you know, don't you?
Yeah, leave me alone now.
Your postcard's filthy, you know.
Yeah, but I can still write on it, can't I?
Are you okay then? It's over to you. I'm waiting for you.
Well, that was Peters and Lee, and welcome home. Now I've got something to say, folks. To all of you, I have a message from our little friends, the police. Now, they say a lot of people in this fine city of ours have been taking what does not belong to them. In plain full frontal language, stealing. And our little friends in blue have had to go into schools and shops and put down the deadly purple dye so they can catch them, purple-handed. So seriously now, I know times are hard, but keep out of trouble. You will, won't you? Well, very soon on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, we have the news. Till then, let's explode with a cataclysmic ditty from 1968. The Rolling Stones, Street Fighting Man.
What are you doing, Rex?
I was watching you.
Well, that's not permitted, especially not the amount you do. Your ogling is getting on my nerves.
Yes, Leonard. I wondered if... I just happened to have an item here I thought you might like, or perhaps even...
Perhaps even you could have a quick spot and read it yourself, eh?
It's an absurd news item. And we've just heard that in an ice cream factory in Luton, a severed leg was found in a vat of raspberry ripple. The authorities are checking to see if they've got a cone big enough for it.
Even from somebody like you, Rex, that is quite diabolically dreadful. You are a disgrace to the microphone, Rex, you are.
What do you mean? What's wrong with it? People like black jokes now. I have some much blacker ones, you know. They love them. They can't have enough. It's what they really want.
You don't have to tell me what they really want, Rex.
No, of course not. I know you know.
That's better. Look, we've got to go to stage two in 2 minutes. Go on, Rex. Get out.
Well, hello, sweet. Stand by. Very soon now you'll have you know what. Until then, manama nama 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 nama.
And you make one mistake, Rex, just one, and you're fired. You hear me?
Here you are.
What the devil's all that stuff?
Your bribes.
My what?
Your bribes, Leonard, from the girls.
They sent all those? Why?
There are hundreds of them. A watch, nicked from her dad, probably. A T-shirt with your initials on it. Some cheese. Some socks with toes. A whole cake with you on it. There's a walking stick. And lots of photos of themselves.
All for me?
Who are you looking for?
Nothing, Lex. Wasn't looking for anybody. What am I going to make them do, then?
I don't know. It could be so many things. It's got to be something they can photograph the front page of Saturday's paper.
Christ, look at you, grinning all over your face.
They'll do absolutely anything, those kids. The last concert the Yellow Jacks did here, a girl asked Ross, begged him to sign her lip. I saw it, and he did, and I wondered if she was going to cut that bit off and keep it in a jam jar so that the signature wouldn't come off.
Look, stop that. You're not going to speak like that in here. Do you understand? I don't like it. Hello, sweet. How are you, then? That's good. I wish you could see the sight up here. The studio is brimming with your answers. They're hanging everywhere. Rex is just handing me the postcards.
Yes, Leonard, we've been simply wading through the entries.
Up to your knees, were you, Rex?
Up to our stomachs in some places, up to our mouths, Leonard.
Hear that? You nearly drowned our Rex. Pity you didn't send a few more. Okay, now, let's see. Diane Williams of 30 Sutton Road says she'd like to go to Scotland with Peter and climb mountains with him because he is afraid of heights. Quite the little sadist, aren't you, Diane? Thank you very much for that one. And the next is from Jane Harris of 10 Rosendale Avenue, saying she'd like to go to London with Ross, because that's what the real prize is. Like that, touch of realism there. Jane will go far. And Linda Perry of 18 Horsley Road says she'd like to go to the moon with Ross. Long way to go, Linda, because he looks so like an astronaut. And Nicola Davis of 35 Pools Road. Bit of a grubby postcard, isn't it, Nicola? She says she'd like to go to Kenya with Ken. Nicola type joke there, and go on safari with him because Ken looks so good in a suntan. So I'm sure would you, Nicola Davis. You're through all the way to stage two, Nicola Davis. Now here's the music for stage two now, love.
What happens if we don't think of something, Leonard?
What indeed, Rex? Disaster.
Perhaps some sort of race.
There is, Rex, of course, something staring at us right in the eyeballs at this moment, isn't there?
What?
Well, it's rather cheap. It's not what they're used to.
What is it?
They might just enjoy it. Just.
What is it,
and
Leonard?
It is. They have to make a portrait dummy of Ross, or any of the others, life-size. Okay, love. Now, what we want, what I want you to do, love, is very simple, little bit special. For the next stage of our remarkable obstacle race to get to the Yellow Jacks in London town, where everything is still possible, I want you, love, to make, in the next 2 days, a model of one of the boys, one of the great Yellow Jacks. A model of Ross, or Dave, or Ken, or Pete. What do you mean, Lennon? Make a model? Dummy, how on earth can I do that, Lennon? It's impossible. All right, love, well, what you do is, you get some old clothes and some paper, and you stuff it up him, right up, and you copy his face from a picture, get some wool for his hair, or you can even go to a gentleman's hairdresser, or even the ladies. Could I borrow some of your shavings, please? No, but seriously, love, don't spend any money on it. Get it to me at Leicester Sound by 5 o'clock on Friday. Do you understand now, love? And the two who make the most wondrous and accurate models will become the finalists, and they'll come all the way up here. That can't be bad, can it? It's not. So do your best, love, and hurry, won't you? Good hunting. I don't like competitions.
You'll never get it finished.
Well.
Wherever you are. You with the stinging out ears. That's right. Keep it up. You haven't got long.
Yeah. He's hurrying me now.
Rex's bulky shape is beside me here in the studio, as always. Hey, he's moving away now. Hey, don't leave me, Rex. Don't leave me. He's going. How can you do this to me, Rex? He's left me. I'm alone. I'm afraid. Raindrops might just start falling on my head. And yours, too.
You know, I think he liked me a bit or something when I rang in. He spoke to me longer than the others, different.
He only spoke to you different from the others because he was waiting for the news to come up.
Ready now. I'm running out of time. Come on.
Look at it. You'll never finish that in time.
Got to. Got to fill it up, make it stiff.
All these cans and stuff.
Things are taken from the shop, things I've nicked. They're all going inside. No use to me. I'm putting them all inside it.
How'd you get all this paint?
Save lunch money.
What have you been eating?
Haven't, don't need to. So go for days without eating if I have to and can.
You starve to death, you will. Is it supposed to be Ross?
Yeah. He's the easiest to do. His face is very simple.
He's very big.
Yeah, I made him big so he'd notice it.
We can do anything we want with him now. All his bits are here. We can stand on his face, can't we? Pull his tongue out. Pull his knockers off.
Don't do that, Susan. You'll tear him. It'll tear.
Yeah. You're really stupid. Do you know that? Even if you get this ready, and Leonard just happens to pick it out, which he won't, even then you haven't really started. He can go on forever with you if he likes. On and on and on.
I know that.
Hello, how are you doing? Yes, I mean you with the popping eyes and sticking out ears.
Hear him? That's the nearest you'll get to him.
Of the century, time is running out. Here's some music for you.
Yeah, quick. You've got to help.
Why?
Because I'm going to get there, into the building and see him.
You won't.
Come on, there's no time at all now. Paint that yellow quick.
All right. Your room's too small. It'll stink of paint forevermore. You won't be able to live in here anymore.
Good. I want that. Hurry, paint. Come on. Go look, Susan. It's still not nearly full. We've got to fill it up now.
We'll put this picture in anyway.
Yeah. Come on, everything. All the posters, everything. Come on down.
Yes, coming down. Hey, what's that poster?
Come on, he's got to be full.
Yeah.
Come on, get in.
Come on, Daniel.
In. It's finished.
Is he going to start being rude, Rex? I rather think he is. Thank God I only have to do phone-ins twice a week.
I'm not going to, but I'm always getting wrong phone calls. People talking to me about things I don't know anything about. Somebody rang me the other day, started talking about my horse, how he wanted to buy it, get hold of it. I mean, I don't have a horse, Leonard. What would I do with a breeding horse? What would I do with a
Leonard Brazil?
Well, I'd like to say good night now, Jim. Thank you very much for the call. That was a Jim-type call. Well, the time is now 9:23 on the LB Night Show on this Competition Friday in Competition Week, so hold on tight, love. Now, let's take a dip into the soft inside of Nostalgia Corner, shall we? Go back to the golden days of 1967, and we were, well, some of us were listening to this. All right, that's enough. I don't want any more calls. You've already put through too many. Also, I've decided I am not going to do my spot tonight.
What do you mean? Why not?
I have reasons.
Some people tune in specially for it. I mean, you must do it this week of all weeks. We never had so many calls, so many entries. If you would, it would...
Do you realise, Rex, we're almost alone in this building, surrounded by empty corridors, you and me? There's a terrifying thought, isn't it? Usually I have my rest from you at night.
I know. I asked to do extra time specially.
Did you? Do you know, you're the most ambitious thing on three legs I've ever seen.
That's not true. I only want to hang on to my job, don't I? I only want to become good at it.
Only that? I don't believe it.
Of course, eventually I want to get on. That's natural, isn't it? I want my voice up in lights eventually.
Well, that's quite good, Rex, for you.
It's your expression.
Oh, is it?
Yes. There's nothing you've said that I don't remember. Nothing. I've noticed everything that you've used up here. I'm sort of photostatting you, really, all the time.
So that's what you're doing, is it? Well, I wish you'd stop it. Do you know what you are really, Rex? You're reptilian.
Yeah.
Don't you ever let yourself go for a night on the town?
No, neither do you?
You ought to get yourself another job, Rex. I mean that, and quick.
Why should I? This is better than anything else I could be doing. And after all, you're good, aren't you? You are. In fact, Leonard, you could actually be the greatest, the best DJ there's ever been, couldn't you? Yes, I mean, singers become famous one day and are gone the next, but DJs go on and on. You will, Leonard. I wonder what the people from Capital are thinking. You must have got the job.
I told you not to. Well, it's 9:26 on the LB Night Show in Competition Week. Next, the results of Stage 3. Stand by, love. This is it now. After something from the summer of 67, when those topless young things with shiny kneecaps bounced down the hot streets of our glorious London.
We skip the light, Fandango.
All right, come on, Rex. Bring in the dummies. Bring in your dead.
Yes.
You're playing a lot of oldies tonight.
Yes, I'm in a sentimental mood, aren't I? You're much too young to remember, of course.
Too young to remember what, Leonard?
What do you think? Remember before the rot set in. Oh, I'm not in any way nostalgic about that time.
Oh, no?
Oh, no, 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 I'm not. I'm certainly not one of those mooning leftovers wallowing backwards all the time.
No, of course not.
I know exactly what it was like. Exactly. When we call out
for love... You've got to make the final choice.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
What's the matter?
Do you mean they actually did it? They actually made them?
Yes, of course.
What, dressed and everything?
You didn't expect them to give us nude models, did you? Though they would have done if you told them to.
Look at this, look. They've even painted fingernails on them. Bound to be toenails under that. Probably their own clothes, too, or their little brothers. They must have worked all through the night on these obscenities. Why did they do it? Tell me, why?
Because you told them to do it.
God, you could drop anything over the air into that pool and they'd gobble it up. What have they got inside them? Here, look, feel this. Feels as if it's stuffed with cans and packets of frozen food.
Which two are you going to choose?
Oh, God, well, these two will have to do.
Louise Prentice and Jane Harris. A good choice.
All right, get hold of them quickly. We'll get this dealt with. Wait a minute. Whose is that one?
It says Nicola Davis.
Really? Nicola Davis? I thought so. All right, well, let's have her instead, shall we?
Why? You chose the other one.
Do as you're told.
Have you got a thing about her or something?
No, of course not. I picked her voice out, that's all. I've been using it. Those things look more and more like homemade corpses. Take them away.
They'll make pretty good photos in the paper tomorrow anyway.
You should have stopped me thinking of it.
I should have.
The idea was trash. It was unpleasant, incompetent, lazy. It was trash.
Why?
Well, if you can't see that, there's no hope for you.
No hope for me, is there?
I need somebody that's going to think, don't I?
Yes, Leonard,
Not just a callous, unquestioning, secret police vegetable.
It isn't my fault.
You'd be the first one to come and take us away, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
It was your idea, Leonard.
You're an abortion, really, aren't you? With absolutely no imagination. Nothing. A complete abortion.
I didn't think of it, Leonard, did I? It wasn't me.
You're a bloody idiot, aren't you?
It wasn't me, Leonard. What?
Get out of here. Go on. Get out. Go on. You're fired. You hear me? You really are this time. I don't want to see you in the studio again. You leave tomorrow.
Well, that was Procol Harum there, and Whiter Shade of Pale, of course. And this is the competition of the century. And now we come to that solemn moment. The finalists, the two people who are going to come all the way up here. Gauleiter Rex has written out the names in red ink. You all did terribly well. You showed enormous determination, the greatest in England. But the two who got through, the two names on the card, are Jane Harris and Nicola Davis. Jane and Nicola have won through to the final.
I've got Nicola Davis on the phone for you, Mr. Brazil.
Hello there, Nicola Davis?
Yes, hello.
Hello there, Nicola. I don't know if you've been listening to your radio, love, but I've rung to tell you in front of the listening thousands that you have reached the final round of the competition of the century.
Have I? Oh, good.
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Nicola Davis, tremendously, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I am, Leonard. Very much.
Good. That's good. Nicola's going to be coming up here. I'm sure we're going to get on. Tomorrow is going to be an extraordinarily good day, isn't it? There's going to be some big surprises, I'm sure. And in fact, there is a big surprise now. Tell me, Nicola, do you usually stay to listen to the LB spot?
Yes.
Well, Nicola, I have news for you. You are in it. You are in the LB spot. For each week, for those of you who have never listened before, if there are any, of course, they'll be hung, drawn, and fined. LB has his spot when he unleashes a few things. Are you still there, Nicola?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, you're high up in the LB spot. You're high in the clouds. Well, folks, I've been thinking about London for a number of enormous reasons. London, the capital of this fine country of ours, and, of course, it's the prize in the competition of the century. You know, I was walking along Carnaby Street the other day. Nicola, shows how old I am. I can pronounce the name correctly. Yes, I was there. You know, the Americans, I hear, are going to ship it off soon across the seas, so it'll become the last of our exports, our swinging relics. Yep, they're shipping it off to Texas to stand in the desert somewhere where it'll ooze away under the midday sun. We mustn't get bitter, though, must we? No. Seriously, everybody, you know, London is still an exciting place. It's the most exciting place. It's the only place to be. It's still brown and it's still beautiful. Why brown? Why the hell not? We mustn't get obsessed by all our yesterdays. They're gone, thank goodness. Get obsessed by all our tomorrows. Here, 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 here.
Come on, don't spit on the animals. I said, don't spit on the animals. Now, where is that Nicola Davis? Where is she? Still there, Nicola?
Yes, Leonard, I'm still here.
No need to fear. Nicola Davis is here. I have a note here, and it says, what do DJs really do when they're playing records? Well, it's a good question. I hate to tell you, but some read the papers, some call up their stockbrokers between records. That's true, folks. Some call up their lady friends, and some just sit and fiddle with their styluses. And some long to scream obscenities over the air. The mad DJs! And they all use words so sumptuously for your pleasure. You ever listen to your own words, Brazil? Well, never, thank goodness. But never mind. Everybody needs us, don't they? After all, we're the new jokers of the pack. We're the new clowns. We tell it like it should be. And we are going to lick the blues. Each week, I try to lick the blues. This time with a fly spray. I have it out now. I'm spraying around me now. I'm spraying them and they're falling to the ground. They're curling up black and dead, legs in the air. And we've done it. We've licked the blues. Now, come on, don't spit on the animals. Seriously, we're going to make it, aren't we? We're going to get through to the other side. Of course we are. And if you've just seen some horrible things on your television screen, bomb blasts, unemployment, politicians, and you've switched off to listen to me, sensible, then remember, no need to fear, we're going to lick it. So shout it out. Things can only get better and better, can't they? So shout it out. We have the greatest day of the century tomorrow, so there is something to look forward to. So let's shout it out. Yes, you, madam, get out of your bath and shout it out. And you, love, take your hands away from there and shout it out. Throw that away, lad, and shout it out. Come on, granddad, you can do it. Shout it out. You too, Nicola Davis, shout it out. Let's have some real music, shall we? I said shout it out. Louder. Can't hear you. Don't spit on the animals. This is Len Brazil. This is crazy competition week. Be there tomorrow and once more, shout it out.
That was fantastic.
I wasn't going to do that.
You ought to eat something.
Don't need to. Not hungry. Good sort of diet. This competition lost a lot. See, it's come off here.
You don't need to lose any. You're very lucky anyway. You could be going to London with them. You've never been out of Leicester, have you?
Not really. Hardly.
If you do go with them, you'll have to be careful of the heavies. They'll still have their heavies with them. They go everywhere with them. When they were playing in Coventry in March or whenever it was, and I went, you know. And you know what happened? Somebody I saw. She was throwing herself down on the carpet the whole time at the exit after the concert, and she made herself sick or something on the floor in a pool. So this heavy, he wasn't one of the biggest, but he came over to her, and he said something. I couldn't hear it. And she didn't move. So he got her by the hair. Not very hard, but he got her by the hair and rubbed her face in it. I saw it. Gave her a quick rub, just once, to stop her doing it.
You've told me before. That's not going to happen to me.
I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you this. That same time outside the place, I was walking along and I saw this policeman. He wasn't very old for a policeman. He can't have been that old. He was standing in a doorway. He was all by himself, he was. And he was swearing his head off. With his teeth kind of clenched. And he had water in his eyes and he was crying. Well, I don't know if he was really crying, but his face was all screwed up and red. And really vicious looking. And there was stuff coming out of his eyes and down his face. He wasn't old. I saw him anyway. It's true. I remember it more than anything else.
Yes?
Hello there, Nicola. This is Leonard here. I'm sorry to drop in like this. We're on the air, love, at this moment. The reason I've called, love, is so that we can both tell all the people listening that, don't forget, it's the competition of the century today.
Yes.
And don't you forget that you're having your photograph taken.
No, I won't, Leonard.
We'll be seeing each other very soon. So till then, bye.
Bye.
Can't leave you alone, can he?
No. That's good, isn't it? I think he likes me. I'm going to meet him. I am.
You're just wearing that?
Yeah.
You should put that blue dress on. You want to look a bit sexy, don't you? Get him excited.
This is okay.
He'll probably give you a bit of a squeeze, a quick squeeze at your tits.
No, he won't. Don't be stupid.
He'll probably hold up pictures of Ross in the nude to put you off. You ought to put spikes on your shoes so you can kick him under the table. That's what you've got to do. Give him their money's worth.
I'm going to win, you know.
Look, please, Leonard, please. I've prepared some especially. I have. Just for today, please. I've been waiting all week for this. I'm asking you, Leonard. I've worked well for you, haven't I? Haven't I?
Rex, you can have just 1 minute, 60 seconds. I shouldn't let you, of course. You're still fired, and you're leaving after the competition.
Thanks. Thank you, Leonard.
Keep your thanks till afterwards, Rex. You've got a job to do. Go and do it.
There's one of them out there.
One of them?
What, one of the girls?
Well, bring her in, of course. Don't let her wait out there. Better see what we've netted, haven't we?
Here.
Thank you.
Hello. Which one are you?
Nicola.
Let her speak for herself, Rex, please.
Nicola Davis.
Nicola Davis. Well, I thought you'd look a little different.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Do I look different?
No, not really.
So, you're in the studio now. You'd like to sit down? Do you want something to eat?
No, thank you.
All right, stop just where you are. Don't switch off, for ILB am here. This is Crazy Competition Week. This is the final program. This is the big one for me, too. Well, we've all got to it. We're all going to go straight into it, folks. Get the bleeder over and wrapped up. Now, both girls are smiling. They're just a little bit tense. We'll be meeting them in a moment. But right now, let's hear one of the prizes in full flow.
The things I don't like. That's a difficult one. I like most things.
You know that voice, don't you?
Yes, it's Ross's voice.
Rex, we're minus one girl. They're waiting for the competition of the century down there, and we may not be able to give it to them.
I don't think we use violence. I know some people, morons and journalists, have said so, but everybody just has a party when we play.
Got a nice voice, hasn't he?
I don't like parasites, journalists, reporters, people that criticise.
So, you looking forward to it, are you?
Yes, I am.
Good. I don't suppose you ever thought you'd be here.
No. I sort of hoped.
And you are. You're here. This is the big one, Nicola. Oh, well.
And I don't like women who swear. I like them to be... well, it sounds corny, but I like them to be feminine.
She's here. Jane Harris.
Hello, I'm Leonard. You cut it a bit fine, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't find it. I'm sorry, it's not easy to find.
All right, love, you're here now. Sit down. We're ready to go. All right, girls, nothing to worry about. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Nobody's going to get hurt, are they?
Well, that was the one and only Ross, who'll be entering the building very soon. Now, we have the two lucky and lovely girls with me now. Hello, Nicola.
Hello.
And now Jane, who's looking very composed. Hello, Jane. Here come the questions glistening on a silver tray. Thank you, Rex. Now, Rex, you're going to make some noises, aren't you?
I am indeed, Leonard. I'm going to make this noise for a right answer.
There we are. Nice noise for a right answer.
And this noise for a wrong answer.
Oh, dear, grisly noise for a wrong answer.
And I'll be making this noise for don't knows.
Yes, girls, no don't knows. Please have a guess. If you say don't know, then you lose a life. And if you lose three lives, you are out of the game. And if it's a tie...
If it's a tie,
we want you to vote, ladies and gentlemen, for who put up the best show. So keep your ears skinned, peeled, or however you like your ears done.
Where are the other questions, Leonard?
In my head, Rex.
And
this now, this here is the competition of the century. Jane and Nicola are the contestants. I and Brazil am putting the questions. Quiet, please. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And the very first question is for Jane. And the question for Jane is, Jane, how old is Ken?
Ken? Mm-hmm. He's 21.
Correct. The lady's correct. You know how many months, Jane?
6.
Jane's question, please, Nicola.
6 months.
1 point to Jane. Jane now has 1 point. And the first question for Nicola is, question in round one for Nicola, she's looking very calm here, is, Nicola, what is Dave's favourite food and when does he like to eat it?
Dave's favourite food, it's fresh, it's homemade bread, and he likes it in the morning. But sunrise, I think.
That's correct, Nicola, that's the answer that was wanted. You're doing fine, Nicola. Now, round two of the competition of the century. Another Nicola question now. Tell me, Nicola, which famous historical and Shakespearean character is traditionally associated with Leicester?
What?
Famous character loved by Will Shakespeare, associated with this fine city of ours. I'm going to have to hurry you now.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Dear, you mustn't say that, must you, Nicola? I'm afraid it's not allowed. You lose a life, don't you? Nicola now has lost a life. Do you know, Jane?
I don't know.
Oh, careful. No, don't knows, please. Well, neither of the girls knows, which is a surprise, because the answer, of course, is... King Lear, yes, the man with the long beard. Oh, well, never mind. And now, Jane, what is the name of the new office block near the prison?
It's called, I think it's called New Walk Center.
Correct. Now, here's another question for you, Nicola Davis. Wait for it. When was the Haymarket Shopping Center open, Nicola?
Was it about 10 years ago?
That's the wrong answer, I'm afraid, Nicola. Not 10 years ago, no. The score is now 3 points to Jane, and Nicola's trailing behind a bit with 1 point. All right, round three now, folks, of the competition, which is carrying the greatest prize we've ever offered. Now, I'm going to say some words rather fast, and I want you to tell me six of them. Are you ready? Now, Nicola, I'm going to say them very, very fast, so be on the lookout, please, all right? Killer, bottle, junk, rifle, tune, cheeseburger, sick room, commercial, knife, disaster, stereo, limousine, tube, scar, woman's lib, cash, quickie, needle, platform, pill, dungaree, snowball, lump, oil, rape, fire, assassin, neddy, cardboard, and vegetable.
Assassin, bottle, needle.
Yes, you've got three there, Nicola, just three.
Oil, pill.
Yes, going to have to hurry you now, love. Something you ought to know about being a woman?
Woman's lib.
Well done, Nicola, very well done. You now have two whole points. Yes, you do. Now, Jane, you thought I was going to do the same for you, didn't you?
Yes.
But I'm not, I'm afraid. Oh, yes, I am. Six, please, of the following, Jane. Chocolate, wire, tank, plastic, movie, goldfish, shares, black, judge, union, red, grass, steel, sniper, index, trash, hit, disco, child climber, bomb, cell, beans, hook, barrier, kite, TV, kennel, and motorway. Six, please, Jane, and now.
Chocolate, motorway.
Come on, Jane, going to have to hurry, love. Come on, you're running out of time.
I don't know.
Dear, 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 you lose a life, Jane. Jane loses a life. Both girls have lost a life. Now it's neck and neck. Now, all right, Jane, what I want you to do is, in your own words, talk about a subject I will give you for one whole minute. And your subject, Jane, is, why do I want to go to London? If indeed you do, because it's just one of the prizes of the competition of the century from now.
Because I've always wanted to go there, and there's this shop in the street. I don't know which street it is, but I saw it once late at night when I was in London. It's the only time I've ever been there, and I wanted to go inside, though it was late at night, and they're not usually open at that time. And it was full of posters, very, very, very big posters, of politicians and pop stars and things, and a very fat woman with no clothes on, and there were flags everywhere, and in the shop, I mean, and there were cigarettes and souvenirs and pictures and there was music coming out of the shop very loud, right into the street. And
well done, Jane. Thank you for that. Well, it was very, very well done, wasn't it, folks? That was very good, Jane. Excellent. Yeah, I'm going to give you 3 out of 5 for that, so that Jane now has 6 points. 6 whole points all to herself. 6 points, Jane, eh? Okay, now, Nicola Davis, the subject for you, Nicola, is... Wait for it, love. The subject is the last pop concert you went to.
The last pop concert I went to was here in Leicester, and Ross and the group were playing, and I queued to get in for a long time.
How long? How long did you queue for, Nicola?
We queued for a day and a night, I think. It's a bit wet. You see, and the stone, the pavement was very hard and cold, much harder than you think, because we slept there, you see.
Go on, Nicola, keep going, love.
And then we went inside, and the concert... Well, it was them, of course, and it was... You know, it was all squashed. Some people rushed up and fought to get close. There was a bit of biting, that sort of thing. And they called out to us. It seemed a long way off. Very long way away, in their yellow and everything. They weren't loud, but they made you feel... I felt something come up. You know, a little sort of... I got, you know, a bit worked up inside. They were moving very slowly on stage, like they'd been slowed down, made me feel strange. Then they held things up, waved it at us, smiling and everything. They waved yellow scarves. Ross had a bit of yellow string he waved. I think it was a bit of yellow rope, and I half wanted to kick the girl in front of me or something, because I couldn't see. All the way through, I had to look at her great back pressed right up against it. I remember, I half wanted to get at it, move it. And then it was finished. You know, the concert. I came outside. It was cold, feeling a bit funny. Just walked along out there. Thought maybe I was bleeding. Looked, but I wasn't. Some people like to be after a concert. But I wasn't.
Well done, Nicola. That was very, very nice. That was fabulous, wasn't it? That was fabulous, folks. It was fabulous. Do you know, I'm going to give you 5 whole points for that, Nicola. That's the very most I'm empowered to give. So that you now have 7 points. Where are you going, Nicola? Where are you going? Come back here. We're on the air. We're here, never fear. Nicola's just had a little accident. She went to walk about in the middle of the competition of the century. It's extraordinary, but she is back now.
Can I change places? I can't concentrate. The lights and that.
Oh, God. Jane has asked to change places, which is not strictly in the rules, but, well, let's see. Yes, you can change places, Jane. We'll allow that. But what we'll do is... I'll ask you a question, and then you both have to change places. Run round the table, and the first one there will be able to try to answer. Are you ready to run, girls? All right? The question is, what were the names of the 4 Beatles? Are you ready, steady, and go? The girls are running around now. They're running very fast. And it's Jane who's just there first. So Jane who gets there. And now Jane, the Beatles.
Paul McCartney. John.
Yes, surnames too, John, please, love. Yes.
And Ringo. And John.
I'm going to have to hurry you, Jane.
John. Oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
You must know the names of the Beatles. All right, Nicola Davis, it's your big chance.
John and Ringo. Can't remember the other one. Don't know the other name.
Well, Nicola's lost another life because of that. George Harrison, of course, the missing Beatle there. Nicola's got one life to go. Never mind, never mind. We'll move on to the next question, to the final question of the competition of the century. And the great question is, wait for it, I want to know who can do the loudest scream for Ross and the boys. Who can do the very loudest scream? Nicola Davis is first. Do a scream now for the boys, Nicola. Come on, Nicola. Do a scream. That's all you have to do. Sure she can do it, folks. Come on, Nicola. You can scream, can't you? Hmm? You're used to doing that, aren't you? Hmm? Really loud one. That's why you're here, isn't it? Hmm? Isn't it? Look, you haven't got long, Nicola. There we are. She's done it. Wasn't very loud, but she has done it. Now, let's see what Jane can do, shall we? Ready, Jane? Just a scream for the boys now. Ah! Well, Jane wins that. Jane wins that point. And that is the end, folks, of the competition of the century. Now, the scores are very close, so we are, in fact, going to have to invite you to cast your votes for the winner of our prize, going off with the boys to the centre of the universe, London Town. So ring us, please, on 55304 as quickly as you can, as from now. Just say Jane or Nicola, that's all we need. So hurry, we're waiting high up here in our little box. Please, put us out of our misery.
He's here! Ross has arrived!
And we've just heard that Ross is here in the building. We've just felt the tremor go through it. And so while we wait with butterflies swarming in our stomachs, let's have some proper music, shall we?
Len, that was incredible.
Was it, Rex? I can do without your comments.
It was knockout. I wondered if my minute.
Did you?
Hello again, this is the Control Room, Competition Week, Leicester, England. Jane and Nicola are a little bit tense, aren't they? A little bit pale, but they're smiling bravely.
Leonard, my minute.
And young Rex is here, calling out to me. He's very eager to have a chance to speak to you. Come here, Rex. Here's your big chance now, young Rex. Now tell me, how's it going?
Hello? It's cracking along, Leonard. It's cracking. It's a great contest, isn't it? It's a fabulous contest. We're all agog back there. Agog.
Agog, are we? I see, Rex.
Yeah, the voting's getting very, very close. The phones are jumping and ringing back there.
Jumping and ringing, are they?
Yes, Leonard, mm-hmm. Like they've got toothache. Want to hear it, folks? Want to hear them ringing?
Not that posh anymore, are we, Rex?
No, this is my voice now, Leonard. This is a Rex-type voice. And I want to say hello to the listening millions with it. We really seem to have stirred the whole population, Leonard, like soup. We had callers of all ages back there, all sorts, from 9 to 90. All kinds of voices. The machines are overloading back there. It's terrifying. It's wonderful.
We're making the most of our chances, are we, Rex? Of our chances, eh?
That's right, Leonard. Got to, haven't I? And it's a great feeling up here. A whale of a time. Except the tension is killing me. Stop the tension, Leonard. Please stop it. Don't leave me, Len. Don't leave me. You must stop the tension. It's killing me. My left foot's gone dead already.
You're a bit of a joker, aren't you, Rex? Bit of a joker, hmm?
That's what we all are, Leonard. That's all I can do, isn't it? I can't be any different. Play it again, Leonard.
Play it again. Rex likes the sound of his own voice, doesn't he?
Yes, I like the sound of my own voice, all right. And I just like to say to the listening millions, it's intoxicating up here, folks. I'm flying with it. Really flying. And look. Look at this, Leonard. See what's happening? I'm losing a little weight. Leonard, see? It's slipping off. It's starting to slip off. Getting more now. See? Reels and reels of fat are dropping off me under the floor. They are. That's right. At this very moment. I wish you could see it, folks. Rex is losing the fat. It's just fallen off. Whole streams of it coming away all over the studio. Oh, some's even gone into the controls. Look at it, Leonard. Have you ever seen anything like it? Have you?
But seriously, folks.
All right, Rex. That's enough, isn't it? Rex, the girls can't wait anymore. The result. Please. Rex has now gone for the results. He's even dressed like me today, folks. Well, don't worry, girls. We're there now. Rex is, in fact, bringing in the results, smiling proudly. My, that is a big envelope you're holding there, sound engineer Rex.
Yes, it is.
It has the word winner on the front in red ink. I'm opening this envelope now. This is the moment we've been waiting for. And the words on the card are Jane Harris. Yes, Jane Harris is the winner. Jane Harris is the winner. Jane Harris is the winner. And sound engineer Rex is now going to take Eugene to where Russ is waiting. Okay, Rex, take her away.
What? You're going to let me take her up there and deal with Ross and all that?
That's right. Go on.
That's really incredible. That's fantastic of you, Leonard. I'm not fired, then?
No, it doesn't seem you are, does it? There's no stopping you, anyway.
I suppose not. Not now.
Well, go on, then. Get out of my sight.
Right, Leonard. Come on, Jane.
Well, any moment now we'll be switching to Studio A, and any minute now you'll be hearing the voice of Rex spreading out towards you. I, Leonard Brazil, am taking a break now, a quick snap, a break. So come in, Studio A, come in there, hello, yes. Come in, Rex with the furry voice. It's all yours, then.
Thank you, Leonard, for that introduction there. We all like that. And I have with me Jane, the lucky winner of the competition of the century, and the voice you've all been waiting...
There.
Yes.
You okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
Don't worry. We probably couldn't have let you win anyway, could we? Because you won the LP, didn't you? Wouldn't have looked very good if you'd won both, would it?
No, I know.
So you couldn't really have won. There's not much to see in London anyway. You mustn't believe what I've been saying about it. It's dead. She's not going in their car anyway. She's going in the second car with the cook and the luggage. Half an hour's chat at midnight with them in a motorway cab. That's all she'll get. Look, I mean, Nicola, do you really, deep down inside, like their music? Do you?
Bit.
A bit. Now, what does that mean? Either you do or you don't.
Yes, I do.
All right. You know, Nicola, if 10 years ago, 5 years ago even, when things were very different, I'd been told that I'd be doing this job, playing this mindless milk chocolate pap endlessly to kids like you, I wouldn't have thought it remotely possible. I've been offered another job too, Nicola, to do some more, a much bigger job, to chatter and gibber endlessly to many more people, lots of them all waiting for it. And they want a decision, they want a quick answer. Because this competition has been a great puller, you'll be pleased to hear. It's been the most successful of all. You're the only lucrative corner of the market left that never fails. Do you know that?
Yes.
All you have to do is just to stop buying, don't you? It's as simple as that. Just stop. Refuse to lap it up anymore. Spit it out. I mean that. Do you understand a word I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You see, Nicola, I don't often meet my audience this close. I picked you out. Do you know that? I homed in on you. I picked out that voice, that slightly dead, empty sort of voice. I picked it out as Miss Average, which in point of fact you're probably not. And I followed that flat voice. Each announcement was aimed at it.
Oh, I see.
And I let it get through each stage. I let you clamber up here because I wanted to see it. To face you. And now you're here.
Yes.
Is monosyllables all I'm going to get?
Yes.
What do you think of the competition, kid, huh? Come on, come on.
I don't know. I don't know what I thought of it.
Got a little bit out of hand. It would have sounded all right down there. Is that how you put it?
I don't know.
There was a touch of revenge, don't you think? I mean, I must want a little revenge. Because I glanced at you before that first question, and I saw that stare, that blank, infuriatingly vacant stare, and then... Well, then it just happened. I wanted to see just how far I could push you, how much you'd take. I was hoping you'd come back, that something would come shooting back, that you'd put up a fight, Nicola, that you'd explode, Nicola Davis, you'd explode. Do you see? Well, why didn't you? What's the matter with all you kids now, hmm? What is it? Are you going to talk to me?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to.
You don't want to? Come here! You're not hoping to get away with that, are you? Hmm? You don't even look startled when I touch you. Nothing.
No.
You almost feel, Nicola Davis, as if you're from another planet. You know that?
I would give you a lift, love, but I'm going for a walk. I've got a few things to work out. What are we going to do, love? Don't do anything silly, will you? Of course not. There.
The receptions we've been getting have been fabulous. Really fabulous.
Bye.
And to see those faces in the front row, they're always a special sort of face in the front row.
Why are you so late? I wondered if you'd come to work at all. It's almost closing time.
I got delayed.
So you lost, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Lost. Did you hear it?
Yeah, some of it.
What do you mean, some of it?
No, I heard it. Well, quite a lot.
Why didn't you hear all of it? You should have heard it all! All of it! You'd only have been able to tell if you'd seen it. Been there. What do you think?
You're okay.
Okay.
Ought to have won, really.
Yeah, no. It's very hot up there.
They really put you through it.
Yeah, they did. It was interesting, really, seeing him. Seeing the DJ there. That's interesting. It was all interesting. Everything.
Gonna queue for the concert?
Don't think so. Don't want to. You're all right, I suppose. Anyway, it's not worth it.
You all right, Nicola? I mean, you're not ill or anything.
Yeah, I'm fine. I told you, there's nothing wrong with me. Nobody's watching. We could throw all this stuff out of the fridge if we wanted. They'd never know who did it.
We can do the whole place if we wanted. The shelves come down easily, just fall off. And the stacks of cans, just have to pull one. And millions come down, all pouring down. We could finish the whole place.
Yeah. Tear through it if we wanted. But it's not worth it, really. I don't think it's worth it. Maybe next time. We'll see next time. I'll see next time.
What do you mean, next time?
Don't know, do I?
You're in a funny mood, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I suppose I am.
You are? I've never seen you like this.
No, that's right.
Shh.
What?
There.
Yeah.
Brazil. Hello. That was, of course, LB's jingle, and this is a very special moment. I've got to tell you something, folks, which is quite a big surprise, because today I was offered a very big job in London with the very splendid Capital Radio, and they offered me a lot of money and a large, large audience and a big, fat program to do my very own thing. I'll be giving a few jokes, all the hits, all the sounds, all the luck, where I'll be seeing us through our present troubles, obliterating the bad times, big word for you there, and remembering the good times, oh yes, and letting people remember and letting them forget. And now I hope that my voice is reaching out, spreading to the four corners of our little area, across the whole city, through the blackness, swooping into cars on the motorway and down chimneys, through brick walls, across pylons, over the whole domain, in fact, until it reaches you, because I want to say, I'm sorry, folks, but there it is. I'm sorry to leave you, folks. But it's how I've always wanted things, of course. What I wanted, what am I saying? Now, come on, don't spit on the animals. I'm speaking to you now. Yes. I am. Remember this. When you're in London, don't forget to give me a ring. I want to hear from you, over the air at the very least. So don't forget to tune in. Yes, tune in! Now, what are you doing, Brazil? He's saying goodbye, and don't forget, we're going to lick it, of course we will. No need to worry, no need to be sad. So shout that out. So tune in. I said tune in, because I'll take your mind off things. Oh, yes, I will. There now, do you hear that? Some music. Some music for Len's farewell. Tune in. I said tune in. This is how we like it. I've got some great times for you. Oh, yes, I have. You know I'll never let you down. That was Competition Week. This is Len Brazil. I'll be seeing you.
You're with me every single day, believe me. Days I'll remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today would be tomorrow. Life is dark. It just brings so many ways. Thank you for the day.
In City Sugar by Stephen Polyakov, John Shrapnel was the disc jockey, Leonard Brazil. Julie Covington, Nicola. And Michael Feast, Rex. The part of Susan was played by Catherine Kessler, Jane by Jean Rogers, and other parts by Tony McKeown and Bruce Beebe. City Sugar was a World Service drama production, directed by Dickon Reed.